This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Hello, once again, one and all, a huge welcome. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you fabulously. It's all good here in Studio One at Phoenix FM HQ. Huge thanks to Stuart Pink for another fabulous drive time show. And thanks to Stuart, I am aware of the shocking news that Michelle Ward has left a banana in the studio. And that is not a euphemism. I walked in, I can see the banana. Stuart and I have had a discussion about it. We've moved on from it. And who knows what's going to happen to that banana in the future? Will it be left there for Michelle to reclaim tomorrow? Huge worries for all the presenters coming in, and there's just a random banana in the studio. But there you go. That's fine. Let's move on. Anyway, it's the 25th of January. It's all fabulous. Although, I'll tell you what, bit chilly, isn't it? Whew. Winter has hit now. In case you thought it hadn't before. I remember around Christmas and New Year, we were all getting used to the fact it was the warmest New Year on record, or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or something like that. And then the weather's making up for it now, isn't it? We were warned it was coming. It's definitely happened. Yes, there is a nip in the air. I didn't like it walking along the street earlier on today. Very, very cold. But it's going to keep you warm by tuning in to the show that goes like this tonight. Warm in your heart, at least. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com online. You can tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And if you have Mixcloud, go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, find our logo and see the webcam feed into the studio. Loads of ways you can be here. There's an app on the Apple App Store as well. You can just press a button and get a link straight to the live feed. So here we are. Here you are. Thanks for being out there. Great to have you along again. Remember, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, which will be important. Yes. As Stuart Pink hastily told you earlier, with much excitement in his voice, the World Cup of Biscuits begins tonight. Oh yes, I'm excited to bring it to you, probably in the second hour of the show, just to keep you waiting that little bit longer. But oh yes, what wacky holiday is celebrated today? Is there more than one? Well, there's one I am going to focus on and dedicate the show to it musically, because I think it's a really good one. Today, the 25th of January, all over the UK, it is National Opposites Day. So how am I going to embrace National Opposites Day musically? Well, I thought it would be a lovely thing to play a track that's clearly related to something, and then the following track will be its opposite, to the best of my ability, thanks to exhaustive research that happens for this programme. So I'm not going by band names or artist names, we're just going title of the track. So when you hear the first track, maybe you can guess what its opposite is going to be. There's a bit of extra fun for the show that goes like this tonight, isn't there? Oh, yes. We'll have celebrity birthdays later on as well. And also my new regular feature, Weird World of News, where I share with you some of the more ridiculous stories I've been able to find that have occurred in the last 7 days. So don't go anywhere. Great to have your company. And we're starting off on National Opposites Day with Donna Summer and Hot Stuff. Obviously, she dedicated this to me the first time she ever performed it. Which is weird, because I probably wasn't born. But anyway, I just think of the Full Monty when I hear this now. Robert Carlyle in a thong. It's not the image I wanted, to be honest. Anyway, over to Donna.
Waiting for some lover to call. Saw the
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're all doing fabulously. Started off the show musically then with Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. And remember, it is National Opposites Day. So without too much ado, I'm going to play the second track. And then we'll find out what its opposite is. What is the opposite of hot stuff, as far as I'm concerned, musically? Well, it gives me a chance to play a new version of some old songs remixed together. It took me a while to realise there are four of his old tracks in this one. It's Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart.
Phoenix FM.
Love that, the remix. Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart. Great track. And, yes, the opposite of Donna Summer's Hot Stuff in many ways. Because today, the 25th of January, is National Opposites Day. That's what we should be embracing, and we certainly will be musically throughout the entire show tonight on the show that goes like this, as well as all the regular things you've come to know and mildly enjoy. Celebrity birthdays, a new World Cup, as has been mooted on this station earlier on fabulously. The World Cup of Biscuits begins tonight. Will your favourite make it in there? On social media last week, I asked people to mention their favourite biscuits. and many of those suggestions have inspired us. The draw has already happened. If you want a sneak preview of what's going on, you can have a look on my Twitter feed, at BenSimRadio. There are polls already live on there, but I will be telling you about those on the air a little bit later on. But if you want to get there before everybody else, at BenSimRadio, and you can cast a very early vote. Voting is going to last a week. And we are going to have 8 matches in the knockout stage. We've gone straight to a knockout stage. There's no groups. There's no messing about. There's no making it last for 3.5 months. We're straight in. And there's 4 games taking place over the next week. So that's 8 biscuits that are fighting it out against each other. And then the same will happen next week. Another 8 biscuits. And we'll be down to the quarterfinals by week 3 already. Then we may have individual knockout weeks to, you know, make it go on a little bit. What have we done so far? We've done favourite chocolate bars, favourite soft drinks. Now we're on to favourite biscuits. What's left after that? Crisps, I feel, there could be, to take us into the spring on the show that goes like this. Because let's be honest, the next few weeks are going to be dominated by biscuits in this World Cup. It's made me want biscuits a lot, doing the research for this show. Maybe it has you while you're listening. Maybe you've thought, I'm going to have a cup of tea and a biscuit. Some biscuits are perfect for dunking, and some you kind of don't want to ruin the moment by dunking them. It's weird, that, isn't it? Anyway, let's get more music on, and then let's get an opposite of it on very soon afterwards. Rather exciting, this National Opposites Day on the show that goes like this. It enabled me to find tracks that link together and play them concurrently, and one after the other as well, which is brilliant. Let's carry on with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, Phoenix FM.
The Stones and Paint It Black. Yes, not of course linked to Hot Stuff or Cold Heart. Those were two opposites that are separate from all the other opposites you're going to hear. So the next set of opposites starts with the Stones and Paint It Black. So who's ready to guess what's possibly coming next? What could it be? White, a shade of pale, Procol Harum. Black or white doesn't work, Michael Jackson, because it's got both in. It's not really, it's sort of its own opposite within one song. That's a bit unnecessary. Something by Cilla Black? No, we've done Paint It Black, and she was Priscilla White. And anyway, I've already said it's not to do with the artist's name, it's to do with the track name. So, what is coming? Get ready, people. It's time for Dido and White Flag. See, I was quite pleased with that. Paint It Black, White Flag. Let's mull it over.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will go down with this shit, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. Nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Dido and the fabulous White Flag. Because the 25th of January, if you've just joined us, you're a little bit late to the show that goes like this tonight. It is National Opposites Day. So I'm playing one track with a certain thing in the title, and then another track pretty soon afterwards that more or less is its opposite. I think I've done well so far. We've had Hot Stuff and Cold Heart, Paint It Black and White Flag. See, simple as that. Have you successfully guessed the second tracks each time? Are you quite pleased with yourself? Is there anyone that's got both of them so far before they started playing? You know, that would be the glory of it. If you want to share that with me, Ben Simmons Radio is the Facebook page, or my personal profile as well, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And a couple of you have already gone to Twitter and cast a vote on the World Cup of Biscuits. So it's happened early this evening, and that's quite exciting. But I will be sharing official information about the World Cup of Biscuits very, very soon. I'll love to see that the votes are rolling in and it's all underway. But the second hour of the show is where we'll be dealing with it on the air. If you want to deal with it off air, digitally, online, before I get there tonight, it's at Ben Sim Radio, my Twitter profile, and you will see four polls taking place for another 7 days. They went live this afternoon. You can cast your vote and decide on those polls between one of two biscuits. But official information coming up in around about 35 Earth minutes time, so don't go anywhere. A great show in prospect. We've already had 27 minutes of it. Where the heck has that gone? So stay here, 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, and if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. Right, time to start a new duo of tracks that are opposite of each other. Let's start with Gaga and Grande. They like the rain, don't they?
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on
FM.
Another great track, Gaga and Grande, Rain on Me. So you probably got quite a good idea of what to expect with the next track, but which one exactly? There are many that refer to the opposite of rain. Can you guess what is coming? That's part of the challenge of tonight's show. It's interactive as ever. If you want to get really interactive, at Benson Radio on Twitter, cast your vote in the polls that are happening there. I will announce it on the airwaves in around about 30 minutes' time. Information about the exciting World Cup of Biscuits, which has now got underway. Many people were desperate to see another World Cup on the show that goes like this, and those people will be extremely relieved this evening to know that another one is happening right now. Utterly fabulous. Weird world of news coming up later on as well. And also celebrity birthdays. Just to whet your appetites a little bit about the weird world of news, we'll have information about an extremely annoying driving test failure, about an unusual way to attempt to burgle someone's house, information about a success for a British-Belgian pilot, and some interesting stuff about hippos, as well as some kind of dinner you really wouldn't want to find in your shopping bag, and an extremely brave news reporter as well. So all those things will be featured in the world of news later on in the show that goes like this as well. Loads of stuff happening, as ever, on a Tuesday evening between 6 and 8 on Phoenix FM. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've had rain on me. Time for Labyrinth to let the sun shine.
I feel a cold flash going through my hair, and hey, you know what? I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sun shined once again. Now the party's on, everybody's saving. If you don't know anyone, you still make some new friends. That's the way it is. When I have myself a drink, I'll be because the sun shined once again. Let the sun shine, baby. Let it all go, let it all go, baby. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine, baby. Let it all go, let it all go, so baby. Lights off, ain't no one afraid. When the night comes, it'll be just like the day. Even without the daylight, we're glowing from within, all because the sun shined once again. So play that sweet tune, play it through the air and the volume, raise it up. Don't you ask me twice, you know I'm gonna bet, all because the sun shined once again. So get the sunshine, let the sun shine, baby.
Great voice, that. Labyrinth and Let the Sun Shine. Not to be confused with the David Bowie film from the 80s, Labyrinth. Labyrinth has gone for the bizarre, leaving out the Y in his name. Unless his name just is Labyrinth. Dave Labyrinth. That would be brilliant. I doubt it. I suspect it's some kind of stage name, but there you go. Anyway, hope you're doing well on this chilly evening, but we're keeping you warm and entertained and ear happy on the show that goes like this tonight on Phoenix FM. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 phoenixfm.com and via smart speaker and on Mixcloud and on Apple App Store as well. Loads of ways you can be here, and I'm very grateful to those of you that are. And if you have joined late, missed any of the beginning of the show and think, cripes, I've missed some of the beginning of the show, then you can go to phoenixfm.com from tomorrow morning, click on the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and get to my page with all previous shows on there. So it will be available on catch-up from tomorrow morning to listen to at your leisure, and from about 6 months ago, now downloadable to your own device as well. So you really have got no excuse for not listening. And thanks for listening. Right. It's National Opposites Day on the 25th of January, so we've done rather well so far. Hot Stuff, Cold Heart, Paint It Black, White Flag, Rain On Me and Let The Sun Shine. I've got to say, the next pair of tracks, probably my favourite opposites-wise. And if you, well, if as soon as you know what the first one is, you may well be able to guess the second one, because it is literally a title with the opposite meaning. Before we go there, though, shall we do some celebrity birthdays? Let's go utterly crazy, shall we? Well, as you know, it's the 25th of January. Who is celebrating today? Singer Alicia Keys is 41 today. New Barcelona manager and club great Xavi is 42 today. Recent I'm a Celebrity contestant and former footballer for Tottenham and Newcastle and others, David Ginola, is 55 today. Riddle Kicks artist Jordan Stevens is 30 today. Punk poet John Cooper Clark is 73. Gay rights campaigner Peter Tatchell is 70. And if it's your birthday as well, many happy returns of the day to you. Those were your celebrity birthdays. I didn't see too much of I'm a Celebrity. I was interested to see how it developed being in a Welsh castle. I'm not that bothered about it, really. I feel it is all ridiculously manipulated now and all stuff like that. But I know David Ginola came across incredibly well on it. And I always like listening to him when he's on the radio and as a pundit and stuff like that. And he was a great footballer as well. Yes. And interesting to see African Cup of Nations taking place at the moment with a few of my heroes involved, because I support Liverpool. Mo Salah, I think Egypt are playing tomorrow in a knockout game, aren't they? Maybe it's tonight. And Sadio Mane playing, and Sadio Mane has had a concussion and had to go off in the quarterfinal between Senegal and Cape Verde. But Senegal were victorious, but there was a nasty clash of heads. And he carried on playing afterwards and scored a goal after it, apparently, but then couldn't continue and had to come off. But anyway, well, as I'm doing sports news, I may well do other news. It's all happening, isn't it, with regards to parties and birthday parties and political parties. And apparently it has been reported on a news channel into the studio that this Gray report from Sue Gray could be released as early as tomorrow, although I heard earlier on in the day it was going to be delayed because now there was a Metropolitan Police inquiry as to whether any rules were broken. All controversial. Have a look at online news and TV news channel news feeds if you want instant updates, but if anything develops while I'm on the air that's worthy of mentioning, I'll absolutely do that for you as well. Now then, another pair of tracks, and I've already whetted your appetite by saying this is probably my favourite opposites of the show tonight. So to get us started in this pair, it's Stiltskin with Inside. Let's get a bit grungy, shall we? You wouldn't think it from this start.
Hour, you turn and cower, see it turn to dust. Move on a stone dark night, we take to flight. Snowfall turns to rust, seeming a fuse in mind like a nursing rhyme. Fat man starts to fall, here in a hostile place. I hear your face. start to call.
And if you think that I've been losing my way, that's because I'm slightly blinded. And if you think that I don't make too much sense, that's because I'm broken-minded.
Sky, I have to lie. Shadows move in pairs, ring out from a Bruce postcard in the shooting yard. Looking through the tears, out of the black slate time, we move in line, but never reach an end. Falling along straight down as the ice comes down, rivers start to bend.
And if you think that I've been losing my way, that's because I'm if you think that I don't make too much sense, that's because I'm broken-minded. Don't keep it inside. If you believe it, don't keep it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I said these pair of tracks were my favourite opposites in the show. We've had Stilt Skin and Inside. I'm going to play the next track almost instantly. It's George Michael and Outside. I'm so pleased with that. George taking the mickey out of himself, wasn't he?
Thank you. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was George Michael outside following Stiltskin inside. Probably the most literal opposites on this programme tonight, because it is National Opposites Day on the 25th of January. Oh yes, I guess many of you may have guessed that. Or did you? Who knows? But it'd be good to hear from you. If anyone wants a shout out, give me a message. Bensim Radio on Facebook, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Also, if you go on the Twitter, you get a sneak preview of the World Cup of Biscuits, which I'll be talking about very shortly. But before that, time for a little bit of the weird world of news. Yes, as promised. Here's a good story. I mentioned the fact about an annoying driving test failure. This is genuinely true. A woman travelled 500 miles by car and ferry to take what is regarded as the UK's easiest driving test. And it takes place on the Isle of Mull in western Scotland. Because apparently that test route only contains one roundabout and otherwise a lot of straight roads. And the lady in question, Constance Kampfner, travelled all the way from London to take this driving test there. I don't know how you're allowed to do that. Can you hand-pick a test centre anywhere in the country? But she failed. She failed her test with only one roundabout to have to contend with. So I'm sure was extremely upset and went home with her tail between her legs. Or her wheels, Well, she wouldn't have been allowed to drive if she failed, had she? Yes, yeah, so there you go. Also, a bizarre story from the USA. The resident of a home in Maryland heard a mysterious rustling and called the police. Officers left after finding no signs of an attempted break-in, but the resident said an hour later he heard moans coming from inside a wall, so he called the police again and discovered that an unknown man was trapped inside the house's chimney. Nobody say, just a month after Christmas, Santa Claus had got stuck. Nobody suggests that, please. Well, he was down the chimney, but that man would have rather been up, wouldn't he? Here's the Saturdays with Up. That's appropriate.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Stimmons. Can't even say my own name. I don't think that's ever happened before. Who's Ben Stimmons? I'm going to search for someone called Ben Stimmons. They probably exist. There you go. Anyway, I got confused because I was trying to talk about the weird world of news. I was trying to talk about the fact the Saturdays had sang Up. And so what's going to come next? Could you possibly guess? Before we find out, I'm going to share another weird news story with you. Well, it's more of a successful, wonderful one, really. A 19-year-old British-Belgian pilot has broken two Guinness World Records, including becoming the youngest woman to circumnavigate the globe solo. Zara Rutherford, who's just 19, landed at Belgium's Kortrijk-Wevelgem Airport after 5 months on Thursday last week, completing her 32,300-mile journey. She became the first woman to circumnavigate the world solo, but also the first woman to do it in a microlight plane. and she said she thought the hardest part was flying over Siberia because, to put it mildly, it was very cold. That's a bit of a, well, a bit of an understatement, isn't it? And if you want more weird news, here's another one for you. It has been proven scientifically by scientists studying hippos at a nature reserve in Africa that wild hippos can recognise their friends' voices. Apparently the large mammals use sound to distinguish friend from foe, and the animals can probably recognise individuals from their voices alone. This recognition ability supports the social relationships between individuals, said the leader of the study, Professor Nicolas Mathavon, from the University of Saint-Étienne in France. And the most common hippo call is known as a wheeze honk. There you go, and it can travel as far as 1 kilometre. That is quite far for sound to travel. A cheeky wheeze honk between friendly hippos. There you go. Bet you didn't expect to hear that sentence spoken tonight. Right, to complete the first hour of the show and take us into the second one, it's this. Do you already know what this is? Now, we started this pair of opposites with the Saturdays and Up. With regards to this track, this intro probably doesn't always give it away. Get ready to know what it is. Of course, it's Status Quo with Down Down.
I'm
Like This with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, you know. This is me. I'm here. Not Ben Simmons, as I tried to talk about earlier on. Also, carrying on with the weird world of news, here's a harrowing tale. Imagine this when you're trying to cook your dinner. An Australian woman was shocked when she opened a packet of broccoli from a local supermarket to discover a live scorpion lurking inside. I put the broccoli in the steamer on the stove. I then turned around to get the last few pieces and saw something crawling along the chopping board, explained Chloe Mitchell. And then, to make matters worse, the scorpion became aggressive when Mitchell and her husband attempted to capture it. It was very angry, they said. Apparently they had to get her father-in-law in to get rid of the creature and put it outside. So, yes. Imagine that, packet of broccoli. Oh yeah, that'd be nice with dinner. Oh, I've been stung. What, by the supermarket? No, by a scorpion. Craziness. Also, talk about bravery. Talk about taking your job very, very seriously. This is incredible. A reporter who was struck by a car during a live TV broadcast in the US reacted by standing up and finishing her report. What? How? Tori Yorgi of West Virginia's WSAZ TV was getting ready to report on a water main break when a car appeared in the shot and slammed into her, causing a camera to fall to the ground. And then she was heard saying, "Oh my God, I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay." She then picked up the camera and lights and finished the report. Well, impressive work from Tori Yorgi there. If you can catch any of her reports online, heartily recommended. It's going to take a lot to stop her bringing you news. Wow. Yeah, some people would try and have a week off work after that, wouldn't it? And claim horrendous distress had been caused to them. But there you go. Impressive. Okay, time for another pair of tracks that are opposites on this National Opposites Day on the 25th of January. Here's a track I always enjoy listening to. See if you can guess the second one. Scissor Sisters, Fire with Fire to start us off. Slightly funkier remix, known as the Digital Dog Radio Edit.
You're being surrounded in every direction. Something you found to add to your collection. Fire, 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 fire.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Scissor Sisters there with the fabulous Fire with Fire. Slightly more upbeat, funky version, the Digital Dog Radio edit. Appropriate for the radio, I guess. And put together by a dog digitally. Anyway, before I ramble unnecessarily, can you guess what's coming next after Fire with Fire? What's a suitable opposite for fire? If you just joined us late, why are we dealing with opposites? Because the 25th of January is National Opposites Day. So we've already had Hot Stuff and Cold Heart, Paint It Black and White Flag, Rain on Me and Let the Sun Shine, Inside and Outside, then Up and Down Down. Now, Fire with Fire. Ooh, what's coming next? Well, after what's coming next, info on the World Cup of Biscuits, which is underway. Votes are coming in now. It's all happening on the Twitterverse. Oh, yes, at Ben Sim Radio if you want to cast an early vote. But information after this track. We had Fire with Fire, rather appropriately, on this night, which is also Burns Night. Congratulations to everybody celebrating that. But what goes with fire, opposites-wise? This one! It's Foreigner. It's not hot, it's cold as ice.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feeling. But someday you'll pay. You're as cold.
Phoenix FM.
That was Foreigner and Cold as Ice, following on from the Scissor Sisters and Fire with Fire, in an ever-growing list of opposite tracks on tonight's show, on the show that goes like this. But now, as promised, time for all the info you need on the World Cup of Biscuits. Oh yes, the excitement has built up, certainly over the last couple of weeks, and now it has come to fruition. so to speak. And you get some fruit in biscuits, don't you? So, what can I share with you? Well, what I can share with you is the draw has taken place. And the first four of eight knockout rounds are taking place. So there are 16 of your favourite types of biscuit that have made it through to the latter stages of the qualifying. And, well, the biscuits that made it through in no particular order are custard creams, ginger nuts, jammy dodgers, chocolate chip cookies, Garibaldi's, Oreos, digestives, malted milks, fruit shortcakes, hobnobs, fig rolls, shortbreads, rich tea, lotus biscuits, bourbons, and nice biscuits. So, that's not just saying any nice biscuit. You know, those ones with nice written on them with the sugar all over them. Oh yes, the World Cup of Biscuits well and truly underway. Now, four games currently taking place. And after the draw, we have got hobnobs versus fig rolls, lotus biscuits versus bourbons, nice biscuits versus rich tea, and shortbread versus fruit shortcake. There will be a draw for next week yet to take place, which will feature jammy dodgers, Oreos, digestives, ginger nuts, custard creams, malted milks, Garibaldis, and chocolate chip cookies. But that draw hasn't taken place yet. The first four knockout games in the World Cup of Biscuits are available to vote on right now. Hobnobs versus fig rolls. Which do you prefer if you could only choose one? Cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Click on the profile. You'll see the polls right there. You may have even got a notification if you follow me on Twitter. Game two is the lotus biscuit versus the bourbon. And then game three, nice biscuits versus rich tea. And game four, shortbread versus fruit shortcake. They're all very close in the early running of voting, but the voting will be open until the afternoon of next week's show. So still 6 days to cast a vote, but if you want to do it right now, you're getting your vote in early, you're making it count early, you can spread news of the poll, you can share the poll to your own feed, you can retweet it. That would be fabulous. If you feel particularly strongly about any of those biscuits and want them to go through, to find out the nation's favourite biscuit, according to the show that goes like this. We've already crowned Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly a Cadbury's Caramel, as the nation's favourite chocolate bar, and Cherry Coke as the nation's favourite soft drink. What will be the nation's favourite biscuit? It's over to you, lovely listening legends. So get your votes in. One last recap. Hobnob versus fig rolls. Hobnob currently ahead. Lotus biscuit versus bourbons. Bourbons currently ahead. Nice biscuits versus rich teas. Rich teas currently ahead. Shortbread versus fruit shortcake. Shortbread currently ahead. Those polls only available on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can cast your vote with a single click on each of those polls. Get to it, lovely listeners. That will be fabulous. Another pair of tracks that oppose each other. Let's start off with Skunk and Nancy and Weak.
Lost in time. It's a bloody mess. Tears fly, oh, a circle. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this, and I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons since you last heard from me. Nearly became Ben Simmons earlier on. You had to be there to understand why. I'm not going to go over it again. We've all moved on with our lives ever since. I hope your Tuesday evening's still treating you fabulously, and I now have to play the opposite track to Skunk and Nancy's Week. Don't go anywhere, loads more great tracks still to feature. We've got things from the likes of Eiffel 65, Norah Jones and the Beatles. What on earth is coming up on tonight's show? Still got 41 and a half minutes to go. Fabulous, I hear you squeal. Right, well, we had Skunk and Nancy and Week. Time for Kelly Clarkson and Stronger. Brackets, what doesn't kill you, I'm guessing makes you stronger. Not specified. It isn't the song.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What steps deep and lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps keep you lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
FM.
Kelly Clarkson and Stronger, just after Skunk and Nancy and Week. Yes, we're still doing the musical opposites here, and we've got still six more tracks to go before I leave you tonight at 8 p.m. And then Rob Harvey will be in with another fabulous episode of Synth City, so don't go anywhere. People have posted on my Facebook Ben Simmons Radio profile, which is fabulous of you. Paul Milton was looking forward to the talk of Biscuits. Rob Harvey, who is going to be here with Synth City very shortly, has just written Custard Creams, End Of. And friend of the show and sometime contributor, Rachel Woollett, has said, came here to literally say this word for word. Rachel Woollett and Rob Harvey in agreement. And then, well, my mum has weighed in and said, what about the wasps in fig rolls? And then Rachel Woollett has got upset about that. I'm currently doing exhaustive research on their behalves to talk to you again about wasps in fig rolls. So, yeah, I'll bring you more information about that. Paul Milton says it's got to be shortbread and bourbon. Oh, that's interesting. A biscuit cocktail you've invented there, Paul. Mix them together. Have one of each at the same time. There's something new. Biscuit cocktails. I like it. I may start a business distributing biscuit cocktails. Anyway, shall we get another track on? Let's do just that. Now, we're celebrating opposites because the 25th of January is National Opposite Day. We've had the likes of Hot Stuff and Cold Heart early on in the show. Rain on Me, Let the Sun Shine. Up and Down, Down. Fire with Fire and Cold as Ice. Is this strictly an opposite? I'm not entirely sure, but it feels like it should be. So the next track we're going to hear is Daniel Merriweather's brilliant Red.
And I'm alright, standing in the streetlights here. Is this meant for me? My time on the outside is over. We don't know how you're spending all of your days, knowing that love isn't here. You see the pictures, but you don't know their names, 'cause love isn't here. These problems, they're all in your head, and I can't be somebody else. You took something perfect and painted it red. No sympathy when shouting out is all you know. See the secrets you don't show. But we don't know how you're spending all of your days, knowing that love isn't here. You see the pictures, but you don't know their names. Red.
Something perfect and painted it red.
Phoenix FM.
Daniel Merriweather and Red, its opposite track coming up shortly. But just to alleviate fears for people about fig rolls and wasps, I have told people to Google fig roll wasp myth. Although, well, there is some truth in it, this horrible fact that figs contain dead wasps and the crunchy bits of figs are actually wasp parts. That part is not true. Figs digest dead wasps, but then we don't consume the wasp if we eat a fig, so to speak. So let me explain. Basically, there's a slightly bizarre process whereby if a wasp crawls into a male fig, then it can fly off carrying fig pollen with it. And if a female wasp crawls into a fig, very often the hole they have to crawl through can be so small that they can lose their wings in the process and become trapped. But, well, if the fig is a male, the female can lay eggs inside which will hatch into larvae and burrow out, and then turn into wasps and fly off, carrying fig pollen with them. But if it's a female fig, and then the female wasp crawls into it and cannot lay her eggs, the wasp dies alone. And the female fig, fortunately, doesn't leave the wasp there. It produces an enzyme that digests the wasp completely. The crunchy parts of figs are seeds, not wasps. Okay, let me just read that thoroughly again, just to alleviate any fears. I know Rachel Woollett was upset about figs and wasps. The female wasp crawls inside through a hole so narrow she loses her wings in the process and becomes trapped. If the fig is a male, she lays her eggs inside. These hatch into larvae that burrow out, turn into wasps and fly off, carrying fig pollen with them. If the wasp climbs into a female fig, which are the kind we eat, she pollinates it but cannot lay her eggs and just dies alone. Luckily for us, the female fig produces an enzyme that digests the wasp completely. Just going to leave it there. And if you think, oh, I'm eating a fig that's digested a wasp, so I'm weirdly eating a wasp. Well, you don't go, well, hang on, I'm eating a steak and that cow's eaten grass, so I'm eating grass. Dear, it's not like that. That's just the way it works. I feel like I've explained my point enough. Hopefully enough to alleviate some people's fears. The crunchy parts of figs aren't wasps. All right, that's all we have to decide. They're seeds. Crunchy parts of figs are seeds. But in some ways, figs consume wasps. Let's just leave it there. Okay. Now, before all of that, Gubbins, we had Daniel Merriweather and Red. What's coming up next? Track I always love to play on this show. Eiffel 65 and Blue. In Aberdeen, I will die.
Up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, I've been beat, I've been dying, 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 I've been beat, I've been dying. I'm blue, I've been beat, I've been dying, 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 I've been beat, I've been dying.
me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I think if anyone had kept any stats of the most played songs on the show that goes like this, Eiffel 65's Blue would probably feature quite high in the list. I can't really explain why. I always enjoy listening to it. It's funny. It's amusing, it's ridiculous, sort of appeals to my sense of humour and my liking of certain types of songs. But there we go, mainly played this evening because it could be construed as the opposite of Daniel Merriweather's Red. So let's have a recap of all the opposites so far. Hot Stuff and Cold Heart, Paint It Black and White Flag, Rain On Me and Let The Sun Shine, Inside and Outside. Up and Down Down, Fire With Fire and Cold As Ice, Weak and Stronger, now Red and Blue. We've got one more pair of opposites and then a couple of tracks to kind of see us out of this celebrating opposite songs on the 25th of January, National Opposites Day. Now, maybe I have alleviated your fears about fig rolls slightly. Yes, figs are capable of producing an enzyme that digests any wasps which may have unfortunately perished in their surroundings, but the fig rolls that we eat that may contain crunchy bits, that is not wasp parts, as some people believe. That is simply the seeds of the fig. Okay. Now, the World Cup of Biscuits, well and truly underway. It would be fabulous if you'd cast your vote on the Twitterverse. At Ben Sim Radio is the profile where you can find those polls. Votes are coming in thick and fast throughout the show this evening. Game one, each of these is a knockout round, so whichever pack of biscuits receives the highest vote will simply progress to the quarterfinals. And I have had a message from another friend of the show, Ron Wilmot. Thanks for getting in touch again, Ron, putting forward his vote for chocolate digestives. Now, let's just be clear. We wanted to feature as many types of biscuit as possible, and I do appreciate there are digestives, there are chocolate digestives, there are caramel digestives, there are chocolate orange digestives, etc. There are hobnobs, there are chocolate hobnobs, there are dark chocolate hobnobs. You know, there's so many variations of many biscuits, it would be unfair to other types, and we wouldn't have had as many competitors. So therefore, digestive encapsulates a chocolate digestive as well. A hobnob encapsulates chocolate hobnobs as well. So if those are your favourite, just vote for the derivative of it. Oh yes. So, game one, hobnob versus fig roll. Currently, hobnobs have 57% of the vote and fig rolls have 43%. It's not exactly a foregone conclusion, and these polls are running for another week, remember. Game two, the Lotus biscuit versus the Bourbon. At the moment, 33% to Lotus, 67% to Bourbons. Also, game three, Nice biscuits versus Rich Tea. I've always thought Rich Tea was slightly pointless, and I've liked Nice biscuits. But if I was voting, that's the way I'd go. But Rich Tea doing well. Nice with 38% of the vote, Rich Tea with 62% of the vote. And in the final matchup, Shortbread versus Fruit Shortcake. Could be close. Shortbread on 57, Fruit Shortcake on 43. You can still cast your vote. You can do it all week. You can retweet polls, share them with your friends, try and get people to vote for the one you like as well. Please do, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Tell everyone about it. Hashtag World Cup of Biscuits. Oh yes, let's get a hashtag trending on the show that goes like this. That'd be rather fabulous, wouldn't it? Now then, we need another pair of tracks. What could possibly be coming up? Well, you won't guess the first one each time, will you? Could you guess the opposite of this? I think this is a bit trickier. Time for a bit of Norah Jones, Come Away With Me. Go for it, Norah.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I wanna walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try to come away with me, and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me, and I'll never stop loving you. Come away with me in the night. Come away.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Norah Jones with the rather lovely Come Away With Me. What could possibly be played to be the opposite of that track? Well, you'll find out very shortly. And also, after this next track, I'm going to share with you something that's become a bit of a craze online. You may have seen interesting posts on social media with weird coloured tiles appearing and you don't quite understand what's going on. If you've not got involved yourself, I'll tell you a little bit about me getting involved in it last week after this next track. So, Norah Jones, Come Away With Me. What's the opposite of going away? Staying at home. Michael Bublé.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would say just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. Too far from where you are. I wanna come home. And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. That this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. I'm coming back home.
Phoenix FM.
I'm not too sure about the order of release of his tracks, but I think that was the first ever Michael Bublé track I heard, and quite liked his voice, quite liked the track, and have enjoyed a lot of his music ever since. So yeah, hope you enjoyed that too. Let's go back over the full list of opposites once again then. We've had Hot Stuff and Cold Heart, Paint It Black and White, Flag, Rain On Me, Let The Sun Shine, Inside And Outside, Up And Down Down, fire with fire and cold as ice, weak and stronger, red and blue, and now come away with me and home. I think I've done quite well opposite-wise to celebrate National Opposites Day on this cool, chilly 25th of January. Still two tracks to squeeze in that kind of encompass the whole world of opposites, really. You'll understand when I play them. But before I start playing those, I wanted to share with you information about a new craze that is sweeping social media. Well, it's online and then people share them to social media. It's this word game called Wordle. And I don't know if you've seen Lingo on ITV in the middle of the day, a quiz show. It's very similar to that. Wordle is spelt W-O-R-D-L-E. And there are apps you can download where maybe you think it is, but you actually get to the official Wordle site online. And I'll try and find the site very quickly. It's at a site called powerlanguage.co.uk/Wordle. So to find the proper site, you've got to go to that and not download an app that's trying to pretend it's it. But it's quite entertaining. It's quite enjoyable. And when you take part in it, you'll see how it works. You have to guess a five-letter word and just type in what it is. If the tile turns yellow, it tells you that that letter is in the word, but you've put it in the wrong place. If it turns green, then it's in the word and is in exactly the right place. And you have to gradually whittle it down and you get a maximum of six goes. But that's what people are sharing all over the place on social media. I started it last week. Today's Wordle, well, I don't want to give it away because there's still 4 hours to go and some people may not have done it yet. But I was pleased with myself getting it on the fifth guess. Right, let's have another track that encompasses the world of opposites in one track. Well, it's sort of ironic, really. It's The Beatles and Hello, Goodbye.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh, no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Beatles with Hello Goodbye, two opposites in one track. And now we've got a track to play us out very shortly that sort of encompasses the entire theme of opposites, which I was quite pleased to think about. But yes, it's been another fabulous show. Thanks for sharing your time with me this Tuesday evening. And we've had a rip-snorter, really, haven't we? Weird World of News told us all about the driving test failure from a woman who travelled 500 miles, hoping it would be considerably easier on the Isle of Mull in Western Scotland, which only has one roundabout on the driving test route, but she failed anyway. That was a shame. And the burglar who got rescued from inside a chimney in America. The 19-year-old British-Belgian pilot who completed a round-the-world trip in a microlight solo, rather impressive. Scientists have revealed the fact that hippos can recognise their friends' voices. There was a shocker. And also we heard about the Australian woman who opened a packet of broccoli to find a live scorpion inside it whilst trying to cook her dinner. And the incredibly brave news reporter who, whilst reporting at the side of a road, was hit by a car and carried on with her report afterwards, despite being knocked to the floor. There you go. Unbelievable. Don't forget, the World Cup of Biscuits is now underway. I've just spoken to Rob Harvey. He's in the studio preparing himself for Synth City, if I can even say it. And he is a big advocate of a custard cream. They will feature probably next week in the polls that we'll be running for the World Cup of Biscuits. But we know who Rob's going to vote for in that instance. But still going tonight. Thanks for all of you that have voted. They're coming in. Hobnob versus Fig Rolls. Lotus Biscuits versus Bourbons. Nice Biscuits versus Rich Teas. Shortbread versus Fruit Shortcake. Currently Shortbread's winning. Rich Teas are winning. Bourbons are winning and Hobnobs are winning. Will they be the quarter finalists to progress? We will find out shortly. So a track to play us out then. Well, it's been a day of opposites. I'll be back again next week. I'm going to hand over to Paula Abdul, who thinks opposites attract.
Just ain't one.
But when we get together.